Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. This is a very important show today. I hope everyone will listen to it, watch it, and share it. We have a serious situation in America that has never happened before. We have the most unconstitutional, unbelievable violation of human rights and civil rights and inalienable rights given by God for the prisoners of the very nefarious January 6th events, and in jail, still being held all this time later. And as things unfold and the truth is revealed, they are still being held. And we, the people of the United States, need to stand up, support these people, get them out of there, and adjudicate this on the other side so that they get what they deserve from this horror. I am here with the amazing Jake Lang, who many people say was a hero that day that saved lives and tried to quell the violence that was coming from the outside. And he is with us from jail today to give a little insight into what is going on, where we are, and how we can help him. Thank you for joining me, Jake Lang.
Hey, Mel, God bless you. Thank you for having me so much.
Oh, my God, my pleasure. I've heard so much. I was just with Coy this week talking about you, and he was really telling me of all the people that have suffered and been persecuted, that you were one of the people that on the other side, when the truth comes out, will be seen as a hero. I know that doesn't really do anything right now, but you have not backed down. You've continued to do interviews. You wrote a book that we're going to put at the bottom. I hope everyone buys. You've done two documentaries. The new one is amazing and heartbreaking. If you could just tell people that might not know your story a little bit about your life before January 6th, and then we'll get into that day and where we are now.
Yeah, thank you. And God bless Coy, too. He's a great patriot. And we're seen at the Capitol. There's some famous photos of me and him praying together. Yeah. And the cover of my book has me and Coy on it, me holding the gas mask up and screaming after so tragic events transpired. And let me get into those. You know, January 6th was a point in American history that a lot of regular people like myself, I'm an entrepreneur from New York. I'm 27 now, about to be 28. This will be my third birthday behind bars in April. I've been locked up for 216 days now without a trial. And January 6th was a day where normal American people like myself, red-blooded, God-loving, God-fearing patriots across the country assembled at the Capitol to stand in the gap, to basically revoke our consent to being governed by a despotic communist coup d'etat. Joe Biden stole the election. We were there to peacefully redress our grievance, to show our support for President Trump. And we were attacked in a brutal assault, like an ambush, a kettle pot, if you will, police maneuver that riled up an already pissed off crowd, for lack of a better term, and got us into a frenzy where we were fighting for our lives and defending those people around us and defending our country. And I found myself in the middle of that scuffle, trying to protect as many people as I could, trying to stand firm and not be somebody who would turn their back on the calling of God to defend this great land. And I got caught in the middle of such an event that it will go down in American history as, I believe, first of all, the greatest protest in American history. And second of all, a fight where free men stood against tyranny and defended this great country of ours.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's been a lot of foreign leaders that have spoken out about this event. Obviously, I believe that there's not a right and a left. I think there's a uniparty that is completely controlled by a oligarchy, billionaire, trillionaire class that is destroying America from within. And we've had even Putin say that what is going on in the D.C. gulag is such a violation of human rights and civil rights, and that America has no right to allow or no business going and judging any other nation at this point until they free the prisoners from January 6th. And yet alone, the American people, largely because of the fake media that is completely owned by the same people that are destroying our country from within and have our open borders and this chaos, they are telling the people a total lie. This January 6th committee was a total fraud. I believe it will all come to pass. But for you, you were there. What can you tell me about the violence that happened that day. I do want you to know, I'm sure you're seeing a little bit of it, but Julie Kelly, Darren Beatty, and a lot of other people have put out so much evidence in the last few weeks and video. And it looks like some of the video is going to come out from the 1400 hours that are being kept. There's all this stuff coming out about communication between Pelosi and Bowser and other. Pelosi's daughter was there to shoot the whole thing, apparently where people were that were harmed. But people did get killed that day, but not the people that the judges and the media and the January 6th committee are saying. And you were actually there and witnessed some of this. Can you tell what happened that day in terms of the ambush on the people that were protesting?
Yeah, gladly. Sadly and gladly, I'll tell you. Gladly because I have the truth and I know the truth because I experienced January 6th. I was inside the West Terrace Tunnel for 3 hours defending my life, defending those people's lives around me and defending my country. And what transpired inside that tunnel at about 2:40 p.m., the protesters approached that tunnel. The police backed all the way off on the other side of the building. They were high-fiving protesters, taking selfies with them, opening up bike racks to let them in. But for some odd reason, on the West Terrace side, the police tried to make it some kind of Custard's Last Stand where they battled unarmed American citizens to the death and impaled them and maimed them and brutalized them in a vicious manner. And so we entered in that West Terrace tunnel. I was one of the first people in. I was videotaping in a journalistic capacity, had my phone out. I'm a social media influencer. I own a social media website similar to like Parler or Getter, a free speech platform called Liberty Centric. And so I was there networking and being part of an historic day and protesting and letting my redress and my grievances be known. Right. And we were inside that tunnel and thousands of people start packing in from behind and the police refuse to move inside the tunnel to let us inside. And instead of gently talking to us, telling us to leave, putting down their weapons and joining their fellow countrymen in our constitutionally protected protest inside the people's house, they decided to unleash a brutal assault on Americans in there. Elderly people and women were in there. And I have this caught on my personal camera, on my cell phone camera. And the footage is out there. The footage is on j6truth.org. Right. You can see it in my documentaries. And so eventually I had to put my cell phone away and start defending my life and those people's lives around me. And inside that scuffle, for 3 hours inside that tunnel, where it was like a medieval battle, unarmed people versus very heavily armed people with helmets, shoulder pads, elbow pads, arm, protectors, chest protectors, gas masks, eye coverings, and steel batons and riot shields against elderly people and women and a few young men like myself. I witnessed some of the most horrific acts of police brutality, which Julie Kelly just reported on. It's, right. You know, January 6th is the most horrific police brutality we've seen since the 1960s civil rights movement. And I couldn't agree more. I witnessed it myself. And if you want to witness it, go to j6truth.org right now and watch the documentaries and get involved. And don't believe anybody. Believe what you see. And, you know, in that same scuffle inside that tunnel, about almost 2 full hours later, a woman named Roseanne Boylan and a man named Philip Anderson, a young black man, entered into the tunnel. And the police did a maneuver to expel the protesters from the tunnel in a horrific way. They hit everyone with massive amounts of pepper spray and tear gas. They locked their shields and they started like this march forward motion. And around 4:20 p.m. inside the tunnel, Roseanne and Philip collapsed onto the ground. And this is seen in the documentary. And the police start pummeling people over on top of them, 2, 3, 4 bodies deep. There's the police body camera images from this is enough to make you sick. It is grotesque how the police officers could continue to push people over on top of each other when they knew people are being trampled and pummeled and squished at the bottom and asphyxiated. And they continue to beat people over the head with batons, spray them so that they're in this fight or flight stampede response to get out of the tunnel. And poor Roseanne Boylan got caught at the bottom of that. And while she was at the bottom of that pile, was beaten by Officer Lila Morris while she was unconscious and murdered her. And in that whole entire situation, I am seen on camera trying to pull the body of Roseanne Boylan out from the bottom of the wreckage, out from the bottom of the dog pile. She died in my arms. She was unsavable. God rest her soul. I regret very, very deeply that I was not able to pull her out. And I work out pretty hard every day now so that I'm never in a situation again where I can't save somebody who needs being saved. I've gained about 40 pounds of muscle since I've been locked up, all in the honor and the name of Roseanne. And in that same scenario, Philip Anderson was also unconscious, inches from life. I was able, once I realized Roseanne was dead and she was unsavable, I jumped over this railing and I saw Philip was in a more easily grabbable position, and he's a big dude. And the police are pepper spraying me the entire time this is going down. Streams of pepper spray are hitting me in this gas mask I found on the ground that the Lord provided. And I was able to kind of bear hug Philip and bring him up into my chest and drag him down about 30 yards to the volunteer patriotic paramedics that resuscitated him and saved his life. And, you know, that's the story of January 6th. You will not hear on anywhere else but brave patriots like your platform, Mel. And so I thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell that story. And if anybody wants to watch that story, go to j6truth.org.
Well, we're going to put a link to it and directly after, it'll be on the screen right after we're done here, and link to everything you're doing. You've also written a book in there. You've spent your time in there continuing to fight, and I know you've paid a price for it. The weird thing is that the powers that be, this oligarchy, billionaire, trillionaire class that has usurped our nation, I believe used January 6th as a weapon against we, the people of the United States, harming you guys, putting you in a gulag for 2.5 years so that we, the people, don't unite and rise up against this tyranny, against this evil. I believe it will be proven eventually. You will be one of those people. But it's bizarre to me how they always are complaining about police brutality. There was another 5 black police officers killed a black man in Memphis and just recently. And there's all an uproar. Of course, they're making it about white supremacy and domestic terror, which it's not. But again, police brutality is a big deal, except for when it comes to January 6th for some reason. And not only do we need to really show the footage from yours, but there's 14,000 hours, apparently, of footage that has been held back by Nancy Pelosi and her friends, I think firmly, to threaten we, the people of the United States, that we better dare not question this installed regime, or we too will end up in the gulag like you guys are. Now, tell me just a little bit. I want people to know what's going on in there. I was with Laura Logan last weekend. She's tried to put a lot of spotlight on here. Her feelings are that you and a handful of people in there have not been have not really seen any justice, or haven't really been able to plead your cases, or and you guys have been in solitary and all of that. She seemed to be saying that everyone that witnessed a true crime or murder that day by the police is being held and being treated differently and being tortured and not given their right to defend themselves or have a fair trial. Is that what's going on in there?
100%. The government is horrifically scared of our testimony, of the testimony of Philip Anderson, the black man who was nearly murdered at the hands of the Capitol Police, because his testimony is strong. His testimony is true. They covered up the murder of Roseanne Boylan in such an egregious and disgusting manner, claiming that she died of a meth overdose when she died in my arms. And they don't want me to go to trial. They don't want others that were directly involved in Roseanne's death or her trying to save her life, because they're trying to obfuscate and cover up all of the real truth behind January 6th, that it was a peaceful protest. The Capitol Police did launch an attack on unarmed American citizens, and it was akin to a Boston Massacre style event, where the government turned its own weapons and the police officers broke their sworn oath to protect the people of America and to uphold the Constitution. They protected the oligarchs. They subdued and destroyed the will of the people that day, and they installed a communist coup d'etat puppet regime with military backing. If you were to look at the events of January 6th and then January 20th through an unbiased media lens, and it happened in another
country, we would say undoubtedly that is a military takeover. That is a military coup of a country.
Right.
The million unarmed citizens of the country showed up to revoke their consent and to redress their grievances. They were murdered and expelled from their own capital by armed police officers, shot and beaten to death. Then on January 20th, when they had to install their puppet master, their communist leader, they had to surround the Capitol with fencing and barbed wire and 50 caliber mounted machine guns on Humvees and 30,000 armed troops. That's not a free country. That's what happens in military takeovers in Cambodia and Venezuela and all these other countries. But the media has so much power. I can't remember which famous historical figure it is, but he's like, it's Malcolm X. He says the media is the most powerful institution in America because it can make the truth lies and the lies the truth.
Right.
And the media has made January 6th the true revolution, the first battle of the second American Revolution, where brave unarmed American citizens stood up against tyranny, as all of a sudden some domestic terror event, while January 20th, when the military did a takeover and surrounded our capital with machine guns and installed an unelected communist leader as some type of glorified inauguration. And so that's what the media, the mainstream media, did around January 6th. And I'm here as a voice crying out from the prisons, my 12th different prison that I've been moved to.
Oh, my God.
They keep moving me in something called diesel therapy to torture me, because they do not want my voice being heard. They want to keep me unmoored, unsettled, get me in a place where I'm going to get injured or abused or extorted. And, you know, they've succeeded in this many times. And I continue to do hunger strikes and to make the phone calls and to do the media and make the documentaries and relentlessly refuse their disgusting plea deals. 108 months. They want to make me sit in federal prison for saving two lives at the Capitol. If I lose trial, they're going to legitimately try to sentence me to around 15 years in prison. If I lose trial, that's how it usually goes.
No, that's funny. He said that about Malcolm X. He also said about the media will have you hating the oppressed and loving the oppressor. You know, another thing that I want to get in here is, the problem also is that the vassal state known as the District of Columbia, which I believe is completely controlled, captured by an oligarchy, billionaire, trillionaire, globalist class. And everyone there right now is barely any power. Everyone that has power, we don't know their names. They're above everyone else. But the problem is that the federal courts there are so biased and so disgusting. I mean, we've seen one thing after another. I'm very close with General Flynn. I've seen what these courts there do. They are not, I don't believe they're running by the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Again, they're a vassal state, I think more aligned with the Crown in England and the City of London and the Vatican and these globalists. But that District of Columbia is such a cesspool to the core. And a lot is being exposed right now by brave whistleblowers coming out against the FBI and everything that's gone on there. But one thing I want to say is Coy was telling me, and it's very important, that you guys need to get your trials moved out of Washington, D.C. Those are not your peers. It is 98% Democrat. The Democrats, again, this was not a Democrat coup. This was a communist socialist coup. And again, they're all useful idiots, because the billionaire, trillionaire oligarchy that runs all of them and has captured our nation doesn't give a shit about anyone. And certainly not anyone that they're using for their ends, which is you're one of those people. What can we do about that? Is your trial and everything, all these guys, is there a way to get it moved? Because moving of the venue, I think is a priority right now.
1,000%. And that's why I'm going to touch on the District of Columbia farce here in a second. But let me first answer about this change of venue. Change of venue is the only possible way we will see justice here for the January 6ers. There's already been about half the cases that have transpired, all of them in DC, 100% conviction rate. In record times, these useful idiots, and you know, I don't like to call anybody an idiot, but these useful pawns, have been brainwashed by CNN and MSNBC and by, absolute kangaroo courts and propaganda like the January 6th Select Committee that poisoned and tainted our jury pool. And so in order to try to win our right to have a jury of our own peers, we have started the J6 Legal Fund, and COI supports it, and hundreds of other Americans have supported it. Thousands have donated to it, but we are still in a very big fundraising crunch. We have about 35 January 6ers in our pipeline that need attorneys that have liberal public defenders that say things to them like, you were there that day to steal our vote, who do not have their client's best interests at heart, who work hand in hand with the prosecution and the feds to get convictions and to just basically churn through as many cases as possible. These are not fighters. So we need fighters. And so go to j6truth.org, click on the donation tab and donate to the January 6th Legal Fund. That is 100% transparent. It's run by me and my team. You can trust us. We take every single penny. No one takes a salary. Everybody's volunteers. Every single penny gets directly to lawyers that we have vetted who are true fighters and patriots to help out our January 6ers. And so we need a massive fundraising push right now.
Your lawyers are being threatened. I just want people to know that the lawyers that are helping you guys are also being threatened. And you guys are going up against an unlimited amount of money. They can't let the truth about January 6th come out because it's going to go right back to them. And they're not going to get away 100%. With it that much longer. But I firmly believe whatever is going on in the District of Columbia is the whole house of cards is falling apart. And if you guys get actual fair trials with actual discovery put out there and people honestly ask questions under oath and they have to answer, then we got a shot of the truth getting out, because this isn't about you guys. You guys, I believe history will look back as you guys were freedom fighters that unlocked the deep state crap that's been going on since they killed JFK or before that, and cover up after cover up. And from what I look at, you know, I also listened, Jake, to a couple of my friends that were that they let you call in and listen to their sentencing. And the judge is saying things that they're not true. The judge is saying to my one friend, he was there and they were asking, the judge was speaking and he said five people were killed by Trump supporters that day. And he said, no, one person was killed. This is a long time ago. He said, and her name was Ashley Babbitt. And the judge said, that is not true. That's not factual. Five, they're talking about the cops killed and other people killed by the Trump people. And that's not true. And then the judge was citing
ridiculous lie.
Go ahead.
The ridiculous lie. Thank you for mentioning it. Yeah. Even the judges. So
it's unbelievable.
The DC cesspool is so corrupt. It is so venomous. It has been so intrinsically and at its core rotten for so many years. We're built on a pack of lies. Unfortunately, right. I love this country so much, but our statutory law system in this country that is not backed by corpus delicti, which is the eternal principle of justice, that you need to have an injured party for there to be a crime, that a man has to come forward and claim injury on another man for there to be the crime, has not been, that's called common law. That is law of God's nature. And they do not run the criminal justice system in the federal government even close to that. And DC is exactly what you said. It is a globalist central bank run regime that has its tentacles spread out through the 50 sovereign states trying to usurp authority over our country and rip citizens out of their homelands and their home states for trumped up charges of domestic terrorism and, you know, all kinds of stuff. The ATF, the FBI, all these three letter alphabet agencies, the 89,000 new armed IRS agents.
Oh, yeah.
These are enemies of the people. They need to be abolished. We need to stand firm against them. The corporate federal government, the corporation, the United States of America, has long since been an absolute deceptive and rotten institution that does not resemble our constitutional republic our founding fathers fought for in 1776. And so it is the call of the American patriot to band together to revoke our consent to being governed or enslaved as chattel to these people and to come together. And so that's part of what I've laid out in my new book here. It's actually kind of like a manifesto on liberty that I've been writing from my jail cell for the last 2 years, for 19 months of solitary confinement. I've put all my blood, sweat, tears, and the spirit of God into this book. And it's called Patriot Prisoner. It's available for pre-order. on patriotprisoner.com, or you can just go to j6truth.org. There's a link on there too. That's your home for everything I'm doing and everything that January Sixers are fighting for. J6truth.org. And so, yeah, I love hearing you talk about it, understanding the true nature of Washington, D.C., and what these oligarchs and these New World Order, central banking, one world government puppets and globalists are trying to do to our country. Because, you know, it used to be conspiracy theory, but they've reared their ugly head and they've started to encroach on everyday Americans and wrangle us up and put us on FBI watch lists and throw us into gulags and all of the Agenda 21 and Agenda 23, 2030. Conspiracies are coming true right before our eyes. The vaccines, the passports, the mandates, the lockdowns, everything, the food shortages, the stock market crumbling, everything is coming true right before our eyes. And those who are still ignorant and willfully ignorant need to repent for their sins, seek the light of God, and come to Christ Jesus right now to join us in this spiritual war that we're currently fighting.
That's exactly what it is. And we're fighting people that are far worse than politicians. A lot of them are demonic, straight up anti-God, anti-human, pro their elitist, self-anointed God state, which will never succeed. I believe there's a lot of things happening in real time all over the world. People are pointing at this group of people. It is a small group of people. They usurped all of our nations, including our nation. I frankly look back and I don't even think that the crown ever accepted the American Revolution. They just came back and infiltrated and teamed up with Rockefeller and took this country down from the inside out. We are in the end game here. You are on the front lines of that. I want everyone to please, right after this is over, the documentary Jake just put out will be available after this show. Go to all of his websites. Can you have visitors there in Brooklyn?
The visitation situation here is yet to be determined. Kind of the reason why they moved me around so much, is to keep me disconnected and unmoored from my community, from my lawyers, from my family, from my pastor, from my friends.
It's called torture. Yeah. It's called mental torture.
You have to get a new commissary account, new phone account, new clothing, you know, everything. It's just it's to throw you off your game. And basically they do this to you for years, like they've done to me, to basically turn you to a government lapdog who's just panting for a plea deal and begging to, you know, give some type of relief. And, you know, because my faith is rooted so strongly in Christ, and I know that he has overcome the world, and that in this world there will be troubles and there will be persecutions, but behold, have faith and take heart, for I have overcome the world. I remain firm that all things are possible in Christ Jesus, and that nothing will make me fold or bend. No weapon formed against me or any of the patriots will prosper. Justice will be served eventually, and God bless. Maybe America will have another day where we're the shining light, a beacon of freedom again. Because it's either that or Jesus is coming home quick. And I'm fine with either one. But what I'm not fine with is this New World Order taking over, and I'll die before that happens.
Well, guess what? You're on the front lines fighting it, and that is a fact. And keep going. It is so impressive. You know, you have two choices when you're in jail, especially when you're innocent of what you're being charged with and all of this. You can go into God and Jesus and have the power and strength to continue to speak out and write a book and do everything you've done in their documentaries. What you've done while inside with everything you're dealing with is absolutely phenomenal. I do not believe, I believe God is the only way that this is working out for you, and it's coming through. Amen. And but keep fighting, keep up the good fight. Let me know when you can have visitors. I'm pretty close to you. And everything is below. Please, everyone, they need lawyers that will get to discovery. The government has plenty of money to put every roadblock, every financial roadblock, so that Jay cannot be and fellow prisoners will never get a fair trial if they don't get out of D.C. We need to we the people need to rise up and demand that they have trials of their peers in other places than the cesspool that is the District of Columbia. A, and B, we need to get all these lawyers enough money to continue to fight the battle to get to discovery so that we get some truth out of these people's mouths under oath. Jake, any last words for the audience? I'm such a, I'm praying for you every day. I'm so grateful you're here. And I'm so grateful you're fighting the good fight, because without you and a couple of journalists on planet Earth that are fighting for you guys and putting out the truth, nobody would know or even be aware. So any last words for the audience?
Yeah, let's get activated, guys. Let's rise up together. Let's continue strong in our faith and walking boldly in the calling, the high calling of Christ Jesus. And let's get activated. Tweet your senators, your congressmen. What's up with the Jan Sixers? Put some pressure on the Freedom Caucus people. Write them.
Right.
Call their offices. We need full-blown action. Like, none of this half-hearted patriotism. We need people. Whatever you can do, get it done. If you can donate $100, $200 to the legal fund, do that today. Go to j6truth.org and do that today. Watch the documentary. Share it with 10 friends. Write us a letter. Get down on your knees at night and pray to God and fervently in truth and in spirit to release the prisoners. We need every form of physical and spiritual warfare right now and peaceful action to make sure that we release these political prisoners. And I'm one of them. And I know how tough it is to be in this situation. I just send my voice out to all my brothers across the nation that have been persecuted, and my sisters too.
Yeah. Like what is up today for the, they're trying to get 10 years for a woman today. Listen, I do believe on the other side, God wins. God has your back, and you will rise when you are out of there and you are free as a leader of the free, free America that is ahead. So keep fighting the good fight. Let me know when you know what you can do. And I would love to come see you. And God bless you, my friend. Stay strong, stay proud, stay resolute. You will eventually see justice. And I believe that your journey has only just begun. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Mel. And thank you for having me on your platform and being brave enough to give me a chance to speak. It's people like you who keep us in the fight. Thank you.
Okay. Lots of love to you. Lots of prayers. And I hope to see you free soon. Thank you.
Shalom. Shalom. Bye.
Bye.
As you all well know, patriots assembled on January 6th at the United States Capitol to peacefully protest a stolen election. Approximately a million liberty-loving Americans stood in unity and exercised their constitutional right to redress their grievances. Historically, the protest took a violent turn when Capitol police officers started inciting and brutalizing an unarmed crowd, even killing four defenseless American citizens on the steps of our own Capitol. Now, over 900 January 6ers and their families had been persecuted by the Biden regime and the FBI. Violently arrested and abused and tortured in prison. Some spending over 20 months locked away in gulag-like conditions, political prisons inside our very own United States. They're being held without bond, visitations, haircuts, religious services, access to evidence and attorneys, and in many cases, complete solitary confinement. This atrocity highlights the two-tier justice system that villainizes conservative patriots and rewards career criminals. That's why we started the J6 Legal Fund to help retain competent conservative attorneys for our newest national heroes. J6 Legal Fund was created by J6 political prisoner Jake Lang to ensure full transparency in directing 100% funds to legal costs. Not a single penny is wasted. In the next upcoming months, hundreds of J6 patriots will be standing trial against the full force of the corrupt Department of Justice and biased DC jury pools. The need for strong legal representation is greater now more than ever. That's where you come in. The J6 families are truly grateful for your generous support. Let's bring our men home. Please donate today, whatever God puts on your heart. Go to j6legal.org to make your donation. Thank you, and God bless America.